CQ calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. The broadcast is available on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 29th of July 2018. This is GB2RS News. Here are the main news headlines. WRTC 2022 venue announced. Lighthouse 300 registered. Kraftwerk jams with astronaut on ISS. After the recent successful World Radio Sport Team Championship in Germany, it's been announced that the 2022 event will be hosted by Bologna in Italy. The invitation-only event pits the world's greatest DXs against each other in over 60 teams. They compete with each other using similar stations in similar terrain to level the playing field. As far as possible, this means it comes down to a fair test of the operator's sheer skill. The official website of the 2022 event is at http://wrtcfigures2022.it. The International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend takes place over the weekend of the 18th and 19th of August. The event's organisers have just announced the 300th Lighthouse registration. It's still a little short of the 2014 record, which was 544 lighthouses and lightships. However, there's still time, and if you'd like to take part either as an activator or a chaser, you'll find the details at www.illw.net. Pioneering 1970s electronic music band Kraftwerk performed an extremely unusual duet last week, playing live on stage in conjunction with ESA astronaut Alexander Gerst aboard the International Space Station. The event took place as part of Stuttgart's Jazz Open Festival on the 20th of July. After introductions, they played a special duet version of the track Space Lab, for which Alexander Gerst had a tablet computer configured with virtual synthesizers. You can find full details of Gerst's blog via tinyurl.com/gb2rs-2907a for alpha. As a result of work by the RSGB Emerging Technology Coordination Committee in July, Ofcom cleared 223 SEMS ATV repeaters for operation. GB3EY in Hull and GB3FT in Blackpool have received their NOVs. These are the first 23 SEMS units to be cleared for several years. Separately, 23 SEMS TV repeater GB3YT, or Yorkshire Television, is now back on the air following an extensive update of equipment. It has inputs on 70 SEMS digital plus 23 SEMS digital and analogue. You can find details of these and all other UK repeaters on the ETCC website, www.ukrepeater.net. The RSGB presently has several important volunteer vacancies. Candidates must be an RSGB member, be willing to agree to observe the Society's code of conduct and ethos, and support the Society's strategies. We can only give brief details of each vacancy in this broadcast, but there are more details on the RSGB website or on request, and full details will appear in the September Radcom. The RSGB has over 30 affiliated national clubs and societies, and we have recognised the need for an honorary officer to act as a champion for these groups and to develop a closer relationship to support them and the amateurs they represent. The position is offered for an initial period of up to 3 years. For more details, please see www.rsgb.org/volunteers or contact Len Paget, GM0ONX, on 01563 534383 or via email gm0onx@rsgb.org.uk. The Operating Advisory Service, OAS, is the RSGB's new advisory and reporting service. It replaces the Amateur Radio Observation Service, AROS. RSGB needs an honorary officer who will be known as the Operating Advisory Service Coordinator. They will coordinate the service, including recruiting and training a team of volunteer regional operating advisors. The role requires patience and tact, good communication skills, and a willingness to help create and continue to improve this new service. In support of the Operating Advisory Service Coordinator, the RSGB is also seeking Operating Advisory Service regional operating advisors from around the country. There will be notionally one per RSGB region, and they will be the first point of contact to provide advice for the regional team. They'll be proactive in disseminating advice through clubs, repeater groups and events where radio amateurs may be found. The regional operating advisors will be supported by, amongst other things, an email group to help develop best practice and common presentation materials. To find out more about either of the OAS roles, please see rsgb.org/volunteers or contact RSGB Board Director Philip Willis, M0PHI, via email m0phi@rsgb.org.uk. British Inland Waterways on the Air takes place over the 25th and 27th of October, the bank holiday weekend. It's open to all amateurs that use low paths, rivers, lakes or reservoirs that are used for recreation. For more details, see www.naharg.org.uk/BravoLimaWhiskeyOscarTangoAlpha. Finally, the RSGB offers its congratulations to Radio Communications Foundation scholar Luke Andrews, who is now M0LNX. Luke passed all three exams since being selected as an Arkwright scholar and gaining sponsorship from the RCF. The RCF trustees are grateful to Martin Atherton, G3ZAY, and the Cambridge University Wireless Society for their support. No details of rallies and events for the coming week. Today, the 29th, the Chippenham and DARC Rally Electronics Fair and Car Boot Sale takes place at Kington Langley Village Hall and Fields, Church Road, Kington Langley, SN155NJ. Doors open 9 a.m. or 8:30 for disabled. Admission is £2. There'll be a car boot sale, catering, flea market, special interest groups, talking and trade stands. Sellers play £10 a pitch. All the same for an indoor table and can set up from 7 a.m. Details from Brian Tanner, G6HUI, 07722 242 741. Also today, the Horncastle Amateur Radio Rally takes place at Horncastle Youth Centre, Willow Close, Cagthorpe, Horncastle, LN96DZ. It's all on one level, making it suitable for people with mobility problems. Hot food and drinks are available and there is room for traders outside. Entry remains £2. The RSGB bookstall will be in attendance. Details from Tony, G3ZPU, 01507527835. Next Sunday, the Kingslyn ARC Great Eastern Radio Rally takes place at Gaywood Community Centre, Gayton Road, Kingslyn, Norfolk. P3040Z, there'll be talking on 144.550 MHz and car parking is free. Doors open 9 a.m, admission £2. There'll be trade stands and a bring and buy. There are amateur radio pitches outside as well as tables inside. On-site catering is available. Details from Ted, G40ZG, 01553768701. Also next Sunday, the Lawn Radio Rally takes place at Crean Larrick Village Hall, Main Street. That's in Perthshire, FK28QN. Doors open at 10:30 a.m. Entry is £2. There'll be trade stands for which tables are free, but a raffle prize is appreciated, as well as a bring and buy. The raffle will be drawn at 1:30 p.m. Catering is available on site. Details from mm0elf@blueyonder.co.uk. To get your event into Radcom or the and GB2RS, send details as early as possible, please, to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News from the 425 DX News and other sources. With the IOTA contest reaching its end today, you're sure to find the band still busy with lots of exotic DX from rare locations. Dave G4BUO will be active as E51BUO from Rarotonga Island, IOTA OCO13 from the 30th of July to the 6th of August. He'll be operating HFCW using 100 watts and a wire antenna, QSL via home call. From the 5th to the 12th of August, SB7IDX will be on the air from Vlor in Albania. The ZA stroke call sign activity will be 40 to 10 metres. SSB and digital QSL via logbook of the world or direct to home call. Next weekend, you can expect to find lots of activity from unusual places on VHF, and there are three contests happening at the same time. More details later. Finally, note that the planned CY9C, the expedition to St. Paul's Island, Nova Scotia, has been cancelled. It was due to run from the 1st to the 9th of August. Now, special event news, continuing the year-long 11 Cities Marathon in Holland, PF 2018 HAR, will be on the air throughout August from Harlingen in the Netherlands. You can email info at hammec, that's H-A-M-E-C-C, figures 2018.eu, to set up a sked. Wearside Electronics Amateur Radio Society and other clubs are running GB4SAS this weekend for the Sunderland Air Show, operating from the Lifeguard Station Marine Walk, SR60PW, all bands from HF to 70SEMS, will be in use from 10 a.m. on both days. Visitors very welcome. ZM50MAUQ will be on the air throughout August to commemorate the 1968 fire aboard the SS Gothic, which resulted in the deaths of passengers and three crew. Activity will be on 80, 40 and 20 centimetres using CW and SSB. QSL via club blog, there's a gripping account of the accident at tinyurl.com/gb2rs-2907b. Celebrating 5 decades of offshore broadcasting, the Martello Tower Group will operate GB5RC from the Radio Caroline ship, the MV Ross Revenge, from the 3rd to the 5th of August. Operation will be from 3 stations on 80, 40, 20, 17 and 10 metres, running SSB in various data modes, QSL direct to G6NHU or via the Bureau to GB5RC. More details, http://martellotowergroup.com. Members of the Carpathian Society of Transylvania will be active as YP27EKE during their hosting of the 27th Roaming Camp from the 30th of July to the 5th of August. Activity will be on the HF bands. They may also activate WWFF sites, YOFF-0177 or YOMC and YO/MC-031, QSL via YO6PIB. If you're planning a special event station, please remember to send publicity information well in advance to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. We're very happy to help publicise your event for free on GB2RS in Radcom and the website, but can't help you unless you tell us what you're doing. Now for contest news, the RSGB IOTA contest draws to a close at 1200 UTC today, Saturday, using ECW or SSB on the 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands. The exchange is signal report serial number and IOTA reference, which is EU005 for mainland Great Britain. Also today, the UK Microwave Group high band contest takes place mode 600 UTC to 1800 UTC using all modes on the 5.7 and 10 gigs bands. The exchange is signal report serial number and locator. Thursday sees the regular straight key sprint Europe contest, which takes place on the first Thursday of every month. At this time of year, it runs from 1900 UTC to 2100. You'll find the rules on at www.skccgroup.com website, but briefly, it's CW only, using only a manual key, side swiper or bug. All the contest bands can be used from 160 to 6 metres, and the website has some suggested centre frequencies. The exchange is a true signal report, a QTH code which you can find on the website, operator name and either your SKCC membership number or none. Next Saturday is going to be very busy on 2 metres, no fewer than 3 events taking place more or less simultaneously. Worktall Britain 144 megs low power phone contest runs from 1400 UTC to 1800 UTC using all phone modes on the 2 metre bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and WAB square. Also next Saturday, the 144 megs backpacker number 4 runs from 1300 UTC to 1700 UTC using all modes on the 2 metre band, signal report, serial number, locator and postcode forms the exchange. Overlapping with that is the 144 megs low power contest, which takes place from 1400 UTC to 2000 on Saturday. Conveniently, the exchange is the same, signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Next Sunday morning, the 432 megs low power contest runs from 0800 UTC to 1200. Again, the exchange is signal report, serial number, locator and postcode. Now, the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, the solar flux index hit 66 on Thursday the 26th, which is probably the lowest it will go, the sunspot minimum. All the time of writing, the visible solar disk has been devoid of sunspots since the 27th of June, apart from the tiniest fleck that sent the sunspot number to 11 for one day on the 12th of July. We can probably expect more of the same through 2018 as we make our way through this low part of the current solar cycle. Geomagnetic conditions were a little unsettled this week due to coronal hole activity, with the K-index hitting 4 at times. Next week, NOAA has the solar flux index pegged at 68 with reasonably settled geomagnetic conditions. This weekend is the RSGB Islands on the Air contest, which may actually be over by the time you hear this. But for those of you who read GB2RS online or catch it on Saturday, expect 40 metres and 20 metres to be the money bands, with 7 megahertz coming into its own after dark. 15 metres and 10 metres may struggle to open other than through sporadic openings, which are now becoming less prevalent as we move towards August. Started in 1993, IOTA is now a major international event, attracting thousands of participants from all over the world. Radio amateurs will be travelling to islands around the globe and putting them on the air, so it's an ideal opportunity to make some contacts. Now for VHF and Up, the weather is breaking with some heavy thundery showers in attendance this weekend, so there's a prospect of some rain scatter for microwave bands. This will only be temporary as fine weather returns from Tuesday. That also means that although we're having a pause from the almost daily tropo weather due to the recent high pressure, it will return from midweek to give the prospect of some VHF DX paths across the North Sea to the Baltic and Scandinavia, or to the south across Biscay to Spain and western France. Sea paths are often the best under these summer tropo conditions. Sporadic E conditions have been a bit variable recently, but don't worry about the change of a month. The sporadic E can go right through to early September in a good year. However, we do really need more changeable pattern of weather to bring us the useful jet streams, which can be good for sporadic E. There are some jet streams about, so you maximise the potential for openings by listening for the beacons and looking for the clusters. Looking at the clusters, the peak times are typically late morning and late afternoon and early evening. It's only 2 weeks to go until the Perseids meteor shower, the biggest of the year, so check your equipment and be ready for some literal fireworks on the 12th. The moon is past apogee again and declination goes positive on Thursday, so EME conditions will pick up as the week progresses. That's it from the propagation team this week. That's all from me. Also until next week.